Blog Talk Radio.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your f***ing invited. So gone and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pad, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Wake up with no damage. Lots to tell for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
good evening, and welcome. You're tuning into the TMGS, it's the Michael Gage Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. I got to tell you guys something, if you're listening. I'm not really feeling well. I don't know what happened, but I'm not really feeling well. My body just like collapsed, you know, the day. It was just like burnout. And I actually set my alarm. I tuned into another show for a moment. I tuned in and listened to that show a little bit, and I said, okay, cool. Let's go sit down. I just started with these aches and pains, and it just was overwhelming, to be honest. My muscles was like stiff. I said, okay, set the alarm. And before I knew it, I was I woke up still, I'm feeling pain. My body still, you know, just aching. I guess that's what comes to when you get old. older. Experience those moments. And so I called Janet. She said, what happened? Everything. And mind you, I was just in pain for a little bit. Figured out to take a nap before I knew it. More than a nap, honestly. And I'm still thinking to take some pain to that. But I'll be okay because, as I said, the show must go on. Two individuals at different times, of course. In fact, like an hour ago, or an hour before, say, like around 4 or 5, with two great individuals. Miss Lady Joe, concert promoter, Lady Joe, who's an awesome person. She has said to me that she will come on the show and share with us and talk with us regarding how she started her concert promotion business stuff that she has planned already for this summer, not just in Atlanta, Georgia, throughout the United States. This woman, she is just so awesome. She booked some of the greatest acts joining us, and I'm getting an email from her when she's in fact already received the email from her. As I look at my phone of when she's available and she has coming up her concert schedules. And also, I was talking to Carolyn Griffey, daughter of Dip Griffey. We had a great conversation earlier this afternoon. That was right around 2 o'clock or so. But anyway, I talked to Carolyn. Carolyn came up with a great idea in connection with Lady Joe as far as Shalimar and a few other acts booking tours here in the United States. So I've been busy with a lot of things and, you know, trying to make things happen. But I'm just not feeling well, but I'm here. So thank you guys for tuning in, for all of you that are here. All right. I truly appreciate you. You know, I have a much love. I see one of my co-hosts has chimed in. Again, we're an hour behind schedule. The time is now 7:17 p.m. on the East Coast. I guess it's 4:17 on the West Coast. Today's date is March 30th, 2024. We're at the end of the month, and God bless. We've seen another month go by, and so I'm going to go open the mic of the one and only, Dave. Hey, Jenna, how you doing?
You sound awful. I barely can understand what you're saying.
Barely? Okay, well, there's other people on the board. I guess they can hear me, but I hope they can understand me, too. But, no, I really, seriously, I just don't know. To be honest, it just works. I just, like, shut down. And it's not normal, but, you know, normal for me to fight. I really, really feel well. I just, like, and that set my alarm clock. and didn't even hear that. But I'm okay.
Yeah, I called you several times. Well, it's a moot point now, but now.
Okay, well, I truly apologize to everyone. But, you know, as they say, the show must go on. So let's go on and go on with the show. In the political field, been an interesting week. It always is. As we already said, Donald Trump got a pass. He got a blessing where he didn't have to pay that amount that he allegedly, supposed to pay. But then again, is there a deadline for when he has to pay that debt? Do you know that $170-something million, have they set a deadline?
No, I don't. Well, I know. I just know he hasn't paid it right now.
Okay.
My day was crazy too, Michael. I misplaced my phone. I ran around looking for it. And then I finally called it and found out I had left it at a store. It's been crazy.
Not good. Yeah. Ultra.
No.
That's happy. Yeah. It happened. I had a jacket at my job that I set down on a store cart, right? A cart that only employees are supposed to use. And next thing I know, I look up and the cart disappeared. I'm like, where the hell is my car? And it was a week later I found my jacket. Someone took the cart with the jacket on it, and it took a whole week. I finally found it. It's way back in the receiving area. They set it on a piece of steel. And I'm like, luckily I didn't have anything of really value inside the pockets of it.
You would have been without a phone and everything for a whole week.
Right. Well, I have two phones, okay? I have the phone that belongs to the store, or either the store gives me a phone. Most employees, not all, get a store phone now for my that's you can take it home. So if you want to use it as a personal phone, you can. You just got to pay for the service. You know, I have a personal phone, so I have a phone case that can hold two phones in it. You know, so I decided to do that instead of having a phone in each back pocket. That'd be stupid because I'm reaching in my pocket for the wrong phone all the time. But it's kind of crazy. But anyway, I see on the board. I see, and I'm trying to get things in order, you guys. So bear with me. I'm trying to go to the chat room because there are people who definitely chime into the chat. But, okay, so, Dennis, give us a little bit of update of what you've been following regarding this.
Michael, I think
judge, no, well, I'm going to say this. I think this judge has a sense of humor because the first case for Donald Trump comes up on April the 15th. We all know what April the 15th is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sent that article to you. Yeah, I can read it.
Yeah, it's tax day. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull it up, but I'm trying to go to the chat room here on the board and make sure it's open up so that folks that are normally chiming on the chat room are accessible. So give me a moment. But I think that was comical to me when I realized that. I'm typing right now.
I didn't even realize it was tax day when I wasn't even thinking about that until you called it to.
Oh, it hit me. It hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, oh wow, he's gonna put him in court on tax day. Keep in mind, this is the former president, the alleged billionaire, and I still say the alleged because he, you know, he claims he has all this money, and promised America, promised each and every one of us, if I'm voted president of the United States, I'll share my tax. I'll show you. I sound more like Bill Clinton there, huh? But anyway, he said that. And he said, well, you already voted me in, so there's no need for me to show you my tax. kind of bullshit was that? You know, and what's it, I'm just don't understand, Janet. I just don't understand how people who support this man, and don't get me wrong, there's some good Republicans out there. Hell, we all got a friend somewhere that's a Republican follower, but at least they have a sense of where, well, yeah, our party's wrong about this. Some will tell you that. I don't agree with the party.
Well, we got good and bad on both sides.
But this is not the Republican Party of old. This is the Tea Party of today that has hijacked, and I agree with Tom and Chip. By the way, for you listening, I just want to say just briefly. If you wonder where is Timon, Timon is on a cruise ship, as usual, a great performer, great comedian. I've seen his videos and his photos of him performing. So loud crowd, of course, on a cruise ship. He'll be back April 1st, so hopefully you'll see Timon back here next Saturday, okay? But, yeah, this is MAGA. It's not the Republican Party. It's not the Tea Party. It's the MAGA Party.
Right.
Now, I haven't heard, or no one has pointed out to me, the Democrats do the same thing. They have, branch-off parties. It's only the Republican Party that has these branch-off parties. And the MAGA Party, right, is the new branch from what used to be the Tea Party, right? And they are steadfast. They are a stronghold. They're strangling the Republican Party. And you look at Marjorie Taylor Greene, who wants to get rid of their new House Speaker. She wants to get rid of him. And he turns around and gives her a new position, right?
I didn't know that.
I'm like, what the hell is going on here? She's fighting to get his ass out. And he gives her a position, and it's like a pacifier. Put a pacifier in the baby's mouth to shut them the hell up. Isn't that what you do? Isn't that what it's supposed to be? A pacifier is what? Something to shut a child up. It's a pacifier to make them shut up. It has nothing to do with feeding. Just something in their mouth. And that's what he did. He put a pacifier in that baby's mouth to shut her ass up. And she's sucking on it. She's sucking on it. Come on, Republicans, chime in. I want to hear you. I want to hear you right now. Come on, you supporters, you MAGAs, so call in, chime in. Tell me if it's anything different, because in my point of view, it's exactly what it is. I see Suzette live talk. Hey, Suzette, how you do? Okay, hello, Mr. Gay, and to Janet. Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
She normally comes under. Bring It Boy, which that's her husband's handle normally on here. She done got her own handle here in the chat room. Got a little avatar here. Oh, is that you? Okay. Got the hairdo sitting on the stool, looking kind of sexy. Okay. All right, Suzette. Thank you. Appreciate you. But I mean, come on now. It's
Michael,
crazy.
Do you want me to read
again,
the article about Trump and April
15th? Please do, because that was crazy when I saw that judge said April the 15th. I'm like, oh, tax day, something that Donald Trump wants to avoid you knowing about. But go ahead.
Okay. They said, in setting defendant Donald Trump's felony trial to date for 3 weeks hence, on the Stormy Daniels hush money election interference case, acting Manhattan State Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan, I guess that's his name, said Monday that Trump's delays to Manhattan District Attorney's Alvin Bragg's prosecution were all done, so ordered. Of all 366 days of this year, April 15th, Tax Day, is so deliciously appropriate for Trump, who at age 77 has grifted for probably 70 of those years. On the day Trump's trial opens and jury selection begins, President Biden will release his 2023 tax returns, a traditional act for presidents and White House contenders. Of course, Trump was the first and only presidential candidate in a half century to not release his 1040s, and it was only the House of Representatives which had to win a case before the U.S. Supreme Court that finally published his returns for the tax year 2015 through 2020. Trump is running again.
Okay, hold on just a minute.
Okay.
Hold on just a minute. I want you to finish it, but I'm saying, you said a half a century. For those who don't understand, a decade is 10 years, okay? That's a decade. Half a century is over 50 years, okay? Now, I'm 62 years old. I just turned 62. So what is that? 12 years over a century of presidents, right? And Janet, remind everybody before you continue reading, how many presidents you told me that you have seen in your lifetime?
13.
15 presidents.
13.
15 presidents. Okay, now out of 15 presidents now, come on, y'all, follow me on this one. Out of 15 presidents.
No, 13.
13,
not 15.
13, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
13 presidents. Still, that's a great amount, right? But after 13 presidents, this woman has seen this motherfucker, okay, this motherfucker here is the first one in over 50 years to say, I ain't got to tell you nothing. I ain't got to share nothing. After a decade. I'm sorry, half a century, over 50 years. He's
wow.
The only one who says, I'm going to show you, but since I won, I don't have to show you. What kind of shit is that? Think about that.
He was going to, and then he changed his mind he was elected. He said he didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
He was going through an audit.
What? And how long does the audit last? I mean, really? Does it really take the government?
What was
50
so
years?
Ironic? He wasn't really under an audit. He just said he was.
Correct. Right. Does it really take the federal government to check you out? Whether it's 30 years or 40 years, or does it really take that long? Hell no. You know, in my lifetime, I have never owed the federal government, but all of a sudden this year, I got to pay the government back because allegedly they didn't take enough out of my check. I'm like, damn, this is something new.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at a person like a billionaire Donald Trump, that this will be something that is a norm his filings will be in order and everything will be, you know, where it's there and he could share it like he promised. That,
mm-hmm.
hey, look, I'm under audit. They have been auditing your ass all your life, Donald. Come on, man. Is the American public that stupid? Apparently they are. Apparently, the MAGA followers are that stupid. The individuals who are getting taxed and may be audited and everything are that dumb to realize that Donald Trump ain't no different than you.
They probably just didn't care. You know, it's not that you're dumb or stupid. It's just that,
no,
you know,
okay. Well, I know that it's just that it wasn't important to them. It should be important now, because now that he's going through the courts and they're going after his money more so than, you know, anything else. Again, like I said, I don't think Donald Trump will really go to jail. I think that what's going to happen is that it's going to be a situation where financially, he's going to be financially destroyed. I think that's the whole thing. Now, that's just my opinion. You can agree with me or not. I don't give a shit. I'm not meaning you personally. But I've been talking to folks. I said, hey, look, putting Donald Trump in jail ain't going to do shit. Destroying what he loves most is what's going to really kill him. And that's money and power. And that's what these individuals are going after. His money.
Mm-hmm.
His power. You strip him from all that shit, he's done. He's just an everyday dude.
Well, Michael, like I said, I know about Trump from me living in New York, and I used to go to New Jersey, and, you know, he ran through his father's inheritance, you know, with the casinos, and really, he wasn't really paying anybody who built those casinos. It was a pro bono, but after everything was said and done, he sued, you know. So not being in New Jersey, because he, you know, I mean, that it was, the state was left in I guess dire straits as far as the you know, not paying for the
casino, right,
take them over.
They had to take them over, right? Okay, so I'm looking at a message here in the chat room from Suzette Live Talk. Isn't the Constitution great? She posted, and then she posted again. Do you really think that DJT owed taxes to the IRS would overlook it? No, I don't think that the IRS would overlook it. I think that based on how he manipulated the system, and let's keep in mind, like Janet just said, he had power, you know. He could persuade folks to do things and maybe overlook certain things, okay? We see that in our judicial system a lot, unfortunately. People that overlook things. I'm glad that some things are now coming to light, things that have been going on for decades, okay? I'm glad to see that it finally come to light. I think that right now the government now is when they talk about cleaning house and everything, I'm glad that they're looking at situations where people have taken advantage of things. Donald Trump took advantage of things over the years and got away with it. When he talks about in his constituents and his cohorts, you know, that they're so concerned about, you know, the common man and this, that, and the other. Donald Trump did not give a shit when he filed bankruptcy, and the contractors who built those casinos and hotels did not get paid, and the everyday guy who worked on those places didn't get paid through their employer. That was a travesty. And I'm going to tell you something, Suzette. I worked for a construction company. I used to do construction, by the way. Janet knows this. And I had I was a supervisor. I got paid good money for a while. And then when it got down to the final part of the job, which was a Cobb County fire station here. In fact, no, it was the 911 center here. 911 center here. And the contractor called and begged me to go over and do the final, you know, check on the place, do all the things that need to be touched up. I did that for 2 days. Mind you, I was getting paid $25 an hour. I did it for 2 days, 8 hours a day. Eight times 25, better yet, say 16. You do the math. I don't have my calculator.
Well, back then, $25 an hour was pretty good back then.
as a supervisor, and I never got paid for the shit. Now imagine a person that was working on a Donald Trump property, and he files bankruptcy. The contractor don't get paid. You know what that means? The subcontractors don't get paid. And if the subcontractors don't get paid, the employees don't get paid. So everybody goes home fucking broke. And this is who you want to be the president again? This
well,
is what you
he,
want?
He told people he was real rich, Michael, when he went down. Can I finish reading? It talks about how Trump chroniclers, who long predate his presidential adventures that began with the escalator ride into the basement of Trump Tower, a basement where there's a little beyond two public restrooms near spots for some long gay payphones. The late Wayne Barrett, David Gay Johnson, and Tim O'Brien all knew many, many years ago that Donald's taxes told the real story of the gold-plated phony. We were new to the Trump tax hunt game in 2016 when he proved using the New York Star property tax break that the supposed billionaire's federal adjustment gross income was less than $500,000. That's under $500,000 and not missing any zeros. And taxes, or rather breaking New York tax law, is part of this criminal case. Bragg has charged that by hiding the payments to Daniels to remain mum about his thrice, whatever that is, Trump violated Section 1801A3 and 1802 of the state law tax. Trump said after the court hearing that this is an election interference. That's all this is. He has a point, but not about Bragg's theoretical interference in the 2024 presidential election. In fact, the trial may interfere in the 2024 contest by boosting Trump's popularity among his base as his legal travels in the civil and criminal court have been his best way to campaign for the Republican nomination, which he has now bagged. However, the trial is happening while has happened. Sorry, the trial. I don't have my glasses on. However, that the trial is happening while Trump is running again for the presidency is his own affair, pun intended. As the criminal election interference, that is exactly what Bragg is charging. Related to Trump's alleged criminal interference in 2016 presidential election, beside the tax law, Bragg is saying that Trump violates federal and New York campaign laws during the 2016 election by hiding his embarrassing sexual alliance and with the porn film actress. Merchan and the lawyers for Bragg and Trump will have to find a dozen Manhattanese to fairly hear and weigh this case. Yes, it's about a tawdry fling and successful effort to cover it up, but it's also about if the man who was once the most powerful in the world and may yet again be held to the same standard of justice as an ordinary New Yorker, we believe that he can be. So I'm through with that.
Okay. All right. So there you have it. And the things that were. I invited Mama D, who's been doing taxes for folks for many of years, over 40 years. She started doing taxes. the woman is like in her 60s, and she's been doing Texas since she was a teenager, since she was like 18 years old. She's been a guest on our show. That's what she does. So I reached out to her to see if she can chime in for a moment, and because she talked to me one evening about where a change that happened in Texas that Donald Trump signed into law when he was president, and it had a major effect. Okay. Going back to the chat room, let me see. Suzette says, the IRS does not let anyone go. If there was tax evasion, I think that's what she's trying to say. I see where you missed the by DJT, Donald Trump. It would have been another induction. Is that what you're trying to say? Indictment.
Well, Michael, the first, yeah, right. The first
okay,
2 years.
Okay, hold on, hold on. I want to finish. Mm-hmm. And then also she says, if you have tax preparers who knows the ins and outs of the tax laws that allow you to come out on top, would you tell them no, I want to pay the taxes that people don't know about? Okay. So then it's, and then you go on to say, Suzette, Donald Trump isn't the only one who uses the tax laws to his advantage. And then Bring It Boy says, hello, Michael Gay and your co-host, Janet. Well, hello, Bring It Boy. I see both of you guys are here.
Hey.
Okay, so going back to what Suzette was saying, of course, yeah, folks are going to look at, you know, the benefit of cheating. Okay, basically what you're putting here. Hey, if you can slide by, so be it. Right. If you can slide through it, so be it. I think that Mama D has joined us briefly, and I asked her, I beg her, you know, I actually wanted her to be a guest, but I think she's here on the board. If that's you, Mama D, hit the number one so I can open your mic. But to talk about this, because I think it's very interesting here that we're, you know, and address your question, Suzette. If Mama D's here and she can kind of like clear it up for you, she's been doing this for years. In fact, I'm going to let her explain to you. She's been doing this for for many years. And so let me see if that's her. Okay, 559-681.
Yes, that's me.
Is that Mama D?
Yes.
Mama D, thank you so much. God bless you.
Hey,
thank
Mama
you
D.
so much. For...
Hello. Yeah, you just
hey,
called
Mama
me.
D,
and you actually texted me the wrong phone number, but that's cool. I had it.
I'm sorry. That's what I saw. Okay. So, you know, I got people in the chat room. I got people in the phone line. And we're talking about, you know, tax codes and everything. And, you know, you and I had a conversation off air. Can you explain to folks how the tax law has changed between last year and this year? And then what Donald Trump did that made that happen that you recall?
It wasn't necessarily what happened between last year and this year, because Donald Trump's been
okay.
gone for a while. But what Trump did, yeah, but what Donald Trump did is people thought it was supposedly going to be good, but it wasn't. He claimed he doubled the standard deduction for people, but he didn't quite double it. And in doing so, that was supposed to help, you know, especially people who couldn't itemize, right? So that was supposed to be a good thing in the minds of most people. Well, he took away the exemption amount, though. So, you know, before, if you remember, because you got to remember back how many years ago this was since Trump's been there, you used to get both a standard deduction and you used to get so much for yourself and each dependent you had. So
that's right.
When mm-hmm. he did, yeah, so when he did that, he took that away, and that actually hurt a lot of people. The other thing he did then is on the Schedule A is for property taxes and taxes you paid. He limited it to $10,000. Now, that hurt so many people that I can't even begin to tell you how many of my clients it hurts. One is if you make a high-paying job, and what they count in there is the state tax you pay is one of the things that gets counted. Your property taxes get counted if you own a house. And so if you're, let's say, living in the San Francisco area, you know, some of their property taxes are like $20,000. Well, they only get to count 10 of that. And let's say they have a high paying job and they paid in over $10,000 to the state. So they've paid in, let's say, $30,000 to that category. Well, they're not getting to count 20,000 of it. So they're only getting to count that 10. Now,
that
really hurts them because they're in a high tax bracket. And so that makes it to where, you know, they're paying more tax. So that didn't help. And why he did that made no sense. The other thing he did that really hurt a lot of people, took away employee business expense on a Schedule A. Before, let's say you were an insurance salesman that you worked for a company, but you drove your car all over the place trying to get your leads and do your sales and do all that. Well, you used to be able to take employee business expense on your return where you could claim the mileage for your car and, you know, a few other things. Well, he took that away. So that hurt. Now the only people that can claim that is if you're self-employed. So that really hurt a lot of people, especially he did that the year COVID happened, which was in 2020. And so all these people ended up working from home. One of the things a lot of companies did is they had their employees working from home. So, you know, you have employees now that they're using their home as basically their office because they weren't going into work. So they were using their home for the office or, you know, a room of it, just like you would do on that form. And so more electricity, you know, more this and that. And they didn't get to claim that either. And so it really made no sense in that particular year that that's the year he did all these changes with the 2020. So he didn't help a lot of people there when he did those changes, especially, and I even have people that are married and they, they're married and they file joint, but they own the house. Well, even with their mortgage interest and everything, they don't get to claim their itemized because it's not high enough as their standard deduction. But you want to still put it on there because it will help for the state because the state didn't change. Well, I won't say California didn't, and I do California mainly. A couple of states did fall in line with what the federal did, but very few. Very, very few fell in line with that. So you want to still itemize. Well, I have a lot of people that go to other tax preparers and even H&R Block and, you know, Jackson Hewitt and, you know, even these big places. And, you know, they're like, oh, well, you don't have enough to itemize, so we don't even need to put it in. And I'm like, you know, I've had people come to me after that, and I'll say, well, don't you own a house? And they're like, well, yeah, but they said we don't need to do it. I go, well, you always want to put it in because of the state. And so what they did then is they put it in for the state, and they put it in for the state, you know, it would help them that way, and I mean a big help. So, you know, that was something that people got a misconception of, you know. And then when he changed this, the other thing he did is the refundable part of the child tax credit. So it's $2,000 for child for ages 16 and under, okay? It says under age 17. Okay, well, just say 16 and under. You get $2,000. So let's say your tax liability is zero. So that whole $2,000 doesn't need to be used. The refundable part of it is only $1,600. The other $400 just goes into midair. You don't get it. It stays with Uncle Sam. So to me, I don't understand why they don't get the full amount. So those are just a couple of the things he did that were really hurting a lot of people majorly.
Let me say, so, again, I want to say, and you guys, honestly, I'm very thankful that Mama D did call in. I wanted her to come on as a guest, and I just texted her, and she was sweet enough and kind enough to call in. So she was not scheduled. But how many years now, let the listeners know, how many years have you been doing and been studying and doing taxes? So folks understand that I'm dealing with a professional. Tax preparer.
Over 35.
35 years
ago. Courtney's 37, so I'd say about 35 years. I started about 2 years after when she was about two.
Okay,
so yeah, about 37 years.
Okay.
I mean, 35
okay,
years.
So 37 at least. 37 years, y'all. Okay. Apparently she ain't been wrong. Apparently she knows what's going on. Apparently she knows her shit. Okay.
Well, and do you,
so
do
don't
I know
come
what's
to
going?
Me. Don't come to me. Don't come to me and ask me how do I know? What some of y'all do. I'm not saying everybody, but some of y'all do. How do you? 37 years. This woman has been doing taxes. She knows the tax code. That's her job.
Michael, and
she
you know what's really sad is. Michael, what's really sad is in 1980. That president did a big change, too, when it came to the taxes. And you know that prior to 1980, unemployment was not taxable at all. They used to say that, you know, basically the theory was if you're on unemployment, you're actually broke, right, or you're out of a job or you're down on your luck or whatever the case may be. You know, it used to be that unemployment was not taxable. And then in 1980, that was changed with a bunch of other laws then, too. And used to be, you know, you used to be able to claim all the interest you paid on, like, credit cards, any interest you paid on loans. You used to be able to claim all of that, and that was all changed in 1980. So there has always been a few changes, and that change was a change, but the only part to me of that one that was the real bad part was that they made unemployment taxable. But the one from this one here that he did, I think this is horrible because, one, he didn't quite double the standard deduction. It was just under double. And then, like I said, and with the child tax credit, it should be all refundable if, you know, your tax liability is zero, and it's not. So there's a lot of penalties that, all right, well, they're not penalties, but they're things that were done. And I honestly believe that when Biden came into office, I'm like, you know, the first thing he's going to do is reverse what Trump did. Because, you know.
But he did.
He was so, you know, against everything Trump did, but he didn't.
Right.
You know, and
you're
it's
right,
like
right.
It,
he did.
No, he didn't. And
I
so,
agree
you know,
with you.
They,
I agree with you. And you know what? Based on what you just said, that's how come I said, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. Okay. I don't agree with everything each party does. Right, and people find that confusing. You got to be one or the other. No, I'm not. I don't have to be a Democrat. I don't have to be a Republican. I can be me and agree with certain policies and disagree with others. People need to really understand. When they threatening to shut down the government where thousands and thousands of people will not get paid, well, hell, they're after still getting a damn check. And guess who pays it? We do. They're still getting paid. When government shut down, the bank, you know, might shut down for a holiday, but the money still moves. And they still have enough money. Even if the government shuts down, they got enough money in their bank account to live every day. Unfortunately, we don't. We live paycheck to paycheck. See what I'm saying? And to me, it just boggles my mind. How do we, as the people, that's what it says, the people, We come to serve the people. Well, you're serving me shit right now. Well, you cannot agree. You sit in a room and argue and debate over policies that's supposed to be beneficial to all of Americans, and then decide, well, you know what? We can't agree. We'll shut down the government. You got how many thousands of dollars in your bank account? I don't even have thousands in my bank account. You can live for the next day, the next month, the next week, the next year. While I'm out here struggling. But that's just the ignorance of America. And I'm sorry, I'm sorry to rant, you guys, but it just boggles my mind that people want to put a person back in power that does the same thing, and many of them do. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mentioned earlier, Janet, where she wants to get the House Speaker ousted out, and then he turns around and puts a pacifier in her mouth like a baby, like, okay, suck on this, okay, Marjorie, suck on this. I'm going to let you, you know, run this thing here just to keep your mouth shut. Suck on this pacifier. You follow what I'm saying? But it's not solving the problem.
They keep kicking the can down the road when it comes to the them passing the tax, the bill, the, you know, to...
Right.
I have people who work for the government, and I have someone dear to me that works for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And you don't want people, you know, I mean, if you got to fund the government, that's how your federal employees get paid. And there's a lot of important jobs that are out there. And when the money runs out, they're not going to work for nothing. So who's going to watch the,
But what I'm saying is that while I have Mama D online,
Mama D,
do you have a question for her regarding the tax, any changes in the taxes? She just explained a lot of stuff that was very important, very interesting, and I truly appreciate that. Do you have a question for her regarding, you know, this year's taxes, filing your taxes? The best things to or to not do, whatever you want to ask her. And anybody who's on the board, please chime in. If you're on the phone, go ahead and hit the number one. I'll open up your mic. You can ask Mama D a very important question. Make sure it's important regarding, you know, taxes this year. Okay? Do you have a question for her now?
Well, if not, I have a suggestion I want to give everybody to do. This is something I tell my clients. If you are able to itemize, but a lot of these times when you're able to itemize, it is just barely over the amount. And although, you know, it does help, you know, because they're a little bit higher than what it would have been, it's not that much. Well, you want to make it a lot more higher. Let me tell you what you do is you go in and you donate. Like if you got a bunch of old clothes and you want to donate them, you make a list. Don't just throw them in a bag and then go donate a bag to a charity. What you have to do is list what you have, because let's say you put in there one bag of clothing to, you know, one bag of clothing you donated. Well, then that's $25 in IRS. It's a lot. Okay, you said a bag of clothing, $25. But let's say in the same bag of clothing, you had 10 pair of men's jeans. Well, the jeans are $18 each. There's a list that you can get. It's online, and you can see what the valuation is of what they consider for donated if they're in, you know, good quality. It has to be in good quality, of course. And it would tell you, so that same 10 pair of jeans is $180 versus the $25.
Wow.
Now, you've donated shirts, you've donated shoes, you donated all this, and you should see the clients I have, and I always tell them, don't put a price on the thing, just make the list. And they literally break it down, and I can't tell you how many clients I have that that I get these huge lists, and every year they go through. They donate a lot of their clothes. They're getting, you know, getting rid of some furniture. And anymore, they even go to the point that they don't even try to sell something on Craigslist or, you know, the marketplace or anything, because they'd rather donate it, because especially if they know that they're going to itemize and that, because I have people that literally have, I can honestly tell you, anywhere from like 8,000 to 10,000, their itemized donations for for non-cash donations, because every year clean their this, and everything the kids got for Christmas the year before goes out because all the news coming in, and you'd be surprised how much that helps. So I tell people
I'm a firm believer of itemizing. I don't have to do taxes anymore, but when I did, I itemized because that's how I got my break.
Okay, but you know what, Mama D, tax day is, in fact, we're at the end of March, going into tax day. Again, like I said before, and I'll say again, I think this judge regarding Donald Trump's first trial has a sense of humor, because he set it for the 15th. The deadline of that. That's funny to me.
For what?
You know what?
For what deadline?
What did you say? Oh,
what
no.
deadline are you talking
Donald
about?
Donald Trump's first court date is going to be April the 15th.
Oh, on tax day, yes.
On tax day, right. I think that's a sense of humor to me. I'm like, you know, he could have did the 14th, the 14th would have been on the Sunday, which, you know, the courts aren't open. He's doing it on the 15th. And for all you listeners, I'm going to reach back out to Mama D and share her all my tax information, because I trust her. I believe her. You know, never in my life have I owed taxes. Never in my life. I'm 62 years old, and I'm going to let her take a look at it and see what, you know, what can be done. If I owe a few dollars here and there, right, but what they're telling me I owe now, I'm like, what the hell?
Well, you know, the other sad part, Michael, is 5 years ago they came out with a new W-4 because they got tired of people putting on their, you know, they constantly were changing their, they'd go in and, you know, let's say it doesn't matter what your filing status, single, married, whatever, but say you're single and your exemptions, you'd go in and, you know, they'd put three, and then they'd want to get more money on their checks because, you know, they're working overtime. So they'd go in and they'd change it, and they would put 10 to get more money on their checks. And then they'd forget to change it back. And the next thing you know is at the end of the year, they owe. Well, some people were even doing more than that, and they were putting more dependents, right? And so they got rid of those. And on these new ones, now what you do is you put your filing status, and then it says how many kids do you have, or how many dependents do you have that are under age 17 times $2,000. How many other dependents do you have that are over age 17, and that's times $500. And those amounts go out at the end, and then you total that down at the bottom, and that's it. There's no changing anything. And it's a new formula. Well, because a lot of these people haven't changed to those W-4s and aren't using them. They're finding that their withholdings aren't right, and they're owing. People are owing at the end of the year. And so that makes sense to me.
And I hate to say this, guys,
but I'm going to have to go. Michael, I'm glad
I know, I was able to call
for a few minutes, but I've got to go right now.
I want to say I thank you. I thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. Appreciate you the first time you came on the show. Appreciate you, you know, answer my text to come on and just share what you have done. You guys, this is Mama D, okay? She's the co-host of Real and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to hear more from her, make sure In fact, Mama D, go ahead and share with everybody how they can hear you more.
Michael, you know I'm not going to know that number by heart. I know it's 843-something. I don't
okay.
know by heart.
It's on Blog Talk Radio. You know what? I'll pull it up and I'll share it. But thank
you
so much
thank
for
you.
Answering my page.
All right,
page
you take care.
And
have
and,
a great
doing
Easter
it, okay?
tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, happy Easter to you. Love you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys. That's Mama D. 30-plus years. Prepare. And she knows her shit, okay? If you're just tuning in, you just miss a lot of great information. But the good thing is that all of our shows are archived, so you can go back and listen to that segment of the show. 30-plus years, and tax today is, what, April the 15th? About, what, 17 days away? I see someone wave their hand, 909-732. Just waving their hand. I see other folks that are popping up on the board that's listening in, and I appreciate you. And all you have to do is, number one, if you have a comment or question, get involved in the conversation. Some of you sit in the background and just listen. I appreciate that, but I would love for you to chime into the conversation. 909-732, I'm opening up your mic. What's your question or comment?
Well, good evening. This is Suzette.
Good evening.
Hello, Janet.
Hey, how you
I'm
doing?
Miss Mama
hey.
D. I know Mama D with Real and Raw, and she is tops, that lady. And well wishes to you.
She's awesome.
I know she's been not well lately, and so my heart goes
right.
out to her, my prayers, and
oh yeah,
and
as
all
I said,
my
as
wishes
I said,
of good
I'm
health.
Thankful that I'm thankful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She hasn't been well. She's been dealing with some issues, but I'm so thankful that when I texted her that she just popped up, and I was like, and so shock and awe that there's Mama D, you know. Yeah, she's an awesome woman. So I'm thankful to her, you know, but that's
yeah,
the blessing
yeah.
that you get. Yeah, because
she
oh,
knows absolutely.
What she does.
She's a special lady. You know, she may be hurting, but she'll still answer and do what she can to help. But, yes, so
correct.
Thank goodness for people like her, you know.
So, yeah, yes, so you I'm called good. In. You normally, you normally come to the chat room, and I'm glad that you used the phone line. What's your comment?
Well, I just wanted to say, and as far as she knows the California tax laws, and so, yes, as far as everything, you know, that she was talking about is correct. But as far as the states that don't have a state tax or high property taxes, those are the people that benefited, and she did mention that. But so you have those states. And then California, New York, all these other states that have high property taxes and high state taxes, yeah, they didn't benefit next to nothing, if at all, you know. And I live in California. and she did mention that as far as, you know,
that's my
people
home, right,
benefited.
Right. I know how California
yeah.
is. That is my
right.
home. I know. I know that. And I have family that lives there. In fact, my son lives there. So, yeah, I'm aware
right.
of California.
And so the tax
and you're
laws.
Right. It varies. It varies from state to state. It does vary.
Right, right. And it's unfortunate that the states that are like that with high tax laws and state taxes because
but Mama
they're
D
people
lives
too.
In, but the thing is that, well, here's the thing. Mama D lives in California too. So
right. Oh, I know.
California
she lives in
all.
Northern California. Yeah, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying is she's in Northern California, and she's right that as far as people didn't benefit in California, you know, so I mentioned that already, and she was right about that. I'm not objecting or debating or opposing what she said. I'm agreeing with what she mm-hmm. said. But I'm also mm-hmm. saying that, you know, it's California government and our taxes here that screwed us out of benefiting from the tax laws that were changed. Because had we been like one of the other states that did benefit from it, mm-hmm. then the people here suffering as far as, you know, hey, give me some of my money back. I worked for it. You guys take it out and you don't mm-hmm. give it back. And that just stinks.
Right.
And it's true. But,
So, Suzette, in all mm-hmm. honesty, should we be called USA? meaning United States of America. Because think about it. If we are the United States, and you know the key word is united, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is what
mm-hmm.
We're not. Simply, we're not united. Every state, okay, is different.
Mm-hmm.
Every state has a different
right.
law, different taxes and everything. So are we really the United States? No, we're not.
We are.
We're not united. No, we're not. We're not. We're not united in our laws. We're not united in our taxes. It varies from state to state.
Right.
No. I mean, no. What I'm saying is this. When you say USA,
some laws
which means
are
United
different,
States,
but then some are the same. Hold on, Janet.
That's how come I love Janet so much, because she always got my back on things. I'm just saying, how are we a United States if there's different laws in different states? Keep in mind, the key word is United States. Those are the key words. Every state is not united based on law at all.
Okay.
When you say that, you know, okay, what I'm saying is that
some law.
Can you really say, hold on, let me finish what I'm saying, okay? And trust me, I will mute anybody because I can do that. And if you don't like it, then I apologize. I will do that. I'm just asking a question. How can you say united when there's a difference from state to state based on law? We're not on the same platform. So, Suzette, what's your comment on that?
When the country first had decided to exit from UK, Great Britain, and then we fought our Revolutionary War, well, 13 states, that was original colonies that were here where we are, decided, okay, so we don't want to live under their laws, but they're each individual colony here in the Union. And so we each would agree to maintain our sovereignty because we didn't want to all be a collective, because then we would just be like the UK. And so we didn't want that. So we have our rights, the people's rights that live in each state. But what is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is what makes us united. We had to agree. We had to go through a long process of going to each state and saying, we're putting a country together. We want you to join the Union as far as being a part of us,
right,
if you
right.
agree on these
but
things.
But you mentioned colony.
And so they
Yeah. But elaborate on the colony thing. I want you to elaborate on of the colonies, because here in the South, which I was born out West, okay,
mm-hmm.
the racism, all that stuff, was an issue here in the South. And I think if you, I'm pretty sure that I hope that you did your research based on what was happening in the South, and there were colony states, right? You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Georgia was a penal state, okay, and everything. People
mm-hmm.
were hung, and killed, and everything. Entertainment and all that stuff, you know, happened here in the South. More so than anywhere else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. So a thing is that where people are saying, get over it, you know, you should not, you know, you weren't even alive when that happened. Doesn't matter. It's still an issue, and some folks don't apologize for it. Some states don't give any kind of respect to the families and all that that occurred back then. You look at when the war started, where Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, you know, all those individuals there were giving, okay? And when you talk about reparation, and that's what I'm getting to, reparation, it was given to those individuals, but not to the slaves. No reparation was given to the Southern slaves at all. No respect of saying, hey, look, we did wrong. Follow me? At all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At all. Okay? So what's your answer to that? Do you think that black people should get reparation for the wrongdoing in the South for decades? Decades. Do you think they deserve at least something? Not paying millions of dollars, but something? Because they built the White House. They built the Capitol. All the shit that we look at and honor and look at in awe, you know, was built, you know, on the backs of individuals who had no say so of what they had to do. They just had to do it. But do you think? Keep in mind, there's a lot of shit that's coming to light. When you look at a company like the whiskey company, not Jim Beam, what is it? It's one of those liquor companies that finally owned up and said, hey, look, you know what? This mash was really created by a black man. By a black man. Okay? And the company, after 100 years, making billions of dollars for years and years, finally admits, yes, this man. All the things that could have been, should have been, open information, understood, and appreciated was, you know, hidden. I'm like, you know, in my mind, I'm like, why? How come? Because he's black? Now, the bottom line is this. White folks created that. When it could have just been open and honest. My question to you is, do you think at some point that we can come to an understanding of accepting the reality of things and move on in life? Hey, look, you know what? That's the truth. Fine. Let's move on. But to me, I think a lot of people are very much against knowing the truth. What's your thought?
Well, I can't answer any of it. Well, I can, but I choose not to, because when I start to answer a question you've answered or asked, when you cut me off and say, wait a minute.
I'm quiet. Go ahead. I'm quiet.
Okay. So getting back to the beginning, when that's where you started, as far as the being United States, how is it that people say we are and we aren't, and then you gave the reasons why. Well, the King of England had signed the Treaty of Peace. In that Treaty of Peace, he said that the land in the former colonies was owned by the people. And all the people are considered sovereign. They have sovereign powers. And that he held in the colonies, that they were transferred not to the government of the colonies, but to the people of the colonies. And so that's why it comes with we the people, by the people, for the people. And this made all of the citizens of the colonies against sovereign. This has never happened before, because usually it's the governments that make the laws for the people instead of the people making the laws, you know, through the government. And so, because we are the government. And as far as the United goes, we have, it's basically our federal government.
We are the government? We are
yes.
The government. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. And that's why there are tools within the Constitution that we can use in order to rein in the power of the federal government and basically the people who are running it, even though they are part of we. But that's when federal government has enumerated powers that we agreed upon as far as the states go, and they have abused those powers. The thing is nobody has bothered to learn about those tools, to implement those tools, to rein in the powers, the overreaching powers that are stripping us of our freedoms. Now, to get to as far as the slavery part goes, once we had the Revolutionary War and, you know, slavery was no longer legal, and there were states that decided that they were going to go ahead and enact things, even after, again, where it was signed, like, after the Civil War, like, years down the way.
It was abolished, right. Okay, it was abolished.
Yeah, they abolished it, right. It wasn't immediate because it wasn't Lincoln who said, we're going to go to war to abolish slavery. It was other things. It was involving money. It just happened to be that the abolishment of slavery was the icing on the cake. He thought about it, he talked about it, but that wasn't the main reason why we went to war. So the southern states, being that they have their own, they are sovereign, and that's why it's good for them to be sovereign, because the legal word is bad law. Then you do not have to follow that bad law. No, it's null and void, and that's the way the system is supposed to work. But the southern states took it upon themselves to invoke Jim Crow laws, red line laws, all these things that made it impossible or nearly impossible for for black people to try and succeed. The ones that did weren't under those laws because they didn't live in those states. Well, finally, those laws had to go into effect. The federal government finally put their foot down, but nevertheless, it was years before they did that. And so there were, you know, hangings, slayings, houses burnt down, all kinds of things that they suffered through.
Right.
And
right,
so,
right. Okay.
Right. And so, as far as the states that had abolished it, and that slaves were running to be free, what happened with that was that they had to do that. And if they were caught, they were brought back to their master. And but there was nothing we could do about it because of the sovereign laws of the states. They can do what they want as far as make laws. And you see, it's really screwed up because you have people who states that made marijuana laws legal. Federal government says no, it's not legal, and they contradict each other. But anyway, as far as that goes, that's to answer your first question. So I mean, you asked a hard question, but I'm glad you did. And so I'm trying to consolidate it all.
hey, Suzette, I'm just that type of person. In fact, I think Janet might be mad with me because we do set up, you know, topics and things to talk about. And then come on and say stuff. What I do is that I feed off of the callers a lot of times, and I try to explain to her. And she gets it, you know. I know she gets it. I said sometimes, you know, even though I want to talk about this and the other, but if a caller calls in and says something, I'm like, wait a minute, that's interesting. Let's talk about it. I see there's a secret squirrel on the board, and I want them to go ahead and have a chance to chime in. 1111111111. I can say 111 forever, okay? I opened up their mic, and you know, there's some that be like, well, why you call a secret squirrel? Because I don't see your number. I can't save your number for the next time you call it. But your mic is open at this moment. If you have a question or comment, please introduce yourself, and I'll listen to you. Go ahead.
Well, a more accurate characterization would be a Skype caller, but since you were
who the hell that was. Okay.
Yes,
you all know each other, you know, and I know you all hook up on different, you know, shows and everything. But that's SARS. SARS, just call me from your number, man. You know? I mean, I don't share with
you.
Well,
I am from my Skype number. My
doing?
Skype does this. This is automatic. I mean, it automatically does that. We can make a Skype call. I mean, it's possible.
Okay. So
I don't even know how I
comment?
Could. Well, my,
what
well,
is
look, my a person whom I regard as a colleague in philosophy, Suzette, gave a magisterial answer for the most part to your question, which, by the way, was rather confusing because I don't understand the interrelation between the concept of federalism, which is what she was describing, and reparations and slavery and the fact that states had different laws. Hello? Okay.
No, you there.
Hello?
No, you here.
Oh, okay.
You here.
I mean, all right. Well, I heard muted and then unmuted. And I didn't know what was going on. But anyway.
I'm sorry because, I see another 11111 on the board, and I was going to open up their mic. I apologize. I asked them to hit yours, but go ahead. You are back.
Yeah,
live,
but it seems if you're addressing those issues as though they had some relation to each other, they actually bear no relation to each other, separate issues, but I'd like to address each of them if I might.
Well,
first of all,
let me go ahead and go ahead.
Okay, the very thing you seem to be decrying, the lack of unity of laws amongst the various states, the very thing you are decrying is precisely the thing that the United States Constitution was adopted with the system of federalism to prevent. They did not want us marching in lockstep on laws. They wanted to allow for regional and cultural differences in legislation and the matters that the states were allowed to legislate in. The Constitution lays out, strictly speaking, what are the enumerated powers of the federal government in the various articles and in the subsequent amendments, and everything else that is not forbidden to the states by the Constitution, the states are allowed to legislate in or not. Now, that is a really basically simple concept, but for a lot of people, it's something they don't really like. I suspect you don't like it because you don't get the sort of uniformity that you would like to see, and that's exactly what the Constitution was written to prevent. We're not supposed to be marching in lockstep with each other on these. There's supposed to be a regional sovereign state difference, and that's what the Constitution specifically was meant to allow for. Now, as to the issue of reparation, look, I keep telling people, and I know it's a disappointment to a lot of people, but I absolutely believe reparations for slavery is a constitutional and legal non-starter, no matter how horrific it was, because it was legal. That's why. And if you're going to go into court and make a legal case, you got to make a case for legal redresses. Slavery was a legal institution, no matter how horrible it was, just like abortion is today. Both are evil. I think abortion is worse than slavery, but it's legal. And you can't make a bill of attainder to law. Can't make it retroactive from the past. You have to make an individualized claim of discrimination or harm. Can't give a blanket group to people who never experienced that harm. Are you following me here? Maybe not. Hello. How you doing?
Oh, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You've been silent for quite some time. I haven't heard a thing.
I had an issue with Blog Talk. Okay, so that happened. So actually, you had a great time to go ahead and say what the hell you want to say. So be thankful, you know, because I was silent.
I didn't hear that. I wonder if that was. Because I know you want to jump in, and I know you want to jump in and take exception to everything I said.
Hold on, Sarge. Okay. See, I have to put you on mute because I'm trying to let other people talk, you know, and then I'm going to open your mic. There's another sickle squirrel that called in and waving their hand. I'm going to go ahead and let them speak. Apparently, they have something to say, okay? So let's do that. Okay, let's be respectful to one another. Sickle Squirrel.
Yes, Brother Mike, how are you? This is Brother Mike from Singapore. How are you?
Oh, Mike from Singapore. Man, you know, we love to hear from you all the time. You know, thank God that you chimed in. Mike from Singapore is on the line, you guys, okay? You know, yeah. Love this brother.
You know,
so you've been listening and thanks for coming.
Yes, you're right.
Go ahead.
You see, every time people talk, whether it's Joe Gibson, my other friend from far right or right, you know, or any other shows that we do talk, people mm-hmm. get emotional. As soon as they get emotional, they lost the content, my friend. You know, we should not get emotional. We should not raise our voice more than, you know, a normal voice that you can hear, somebody else can see. Last night we were in Joe Gibson. My gosh, I mean, or any other shows, Libertarian will be tonight too. I mean, everybody talk over each other. Everybody wants to say, I am right. And
but, Mike, can I ask you this? Do I get emotional?
No. My friend, I haven't finished that. You see, every time in other shows too, by the time I come, you cut me off, Sarge, and that's a bad etiquette.
Oh,
that's a bad policy.
If you think of the name, you know, he uses that. I don't think that's his birth name. His name is something, but it's not Sarge. He wasn't born. His mom, I don't think, his mom, you know, gave him the name Sarge. But he's in the military, and I give him all due respect for his service in the military and what he did in law enforcement and everything.
Exactly.
You know, I give him that. But when he comes on my platform, he has to understand is that where I'm going to let you speak, but you're going to be respectful, and that's for everybody else.
We
okay?
all have to be respectful to each other.
Respectful, and I'm going to try to give everybody a chance to respond to what you say, okay? You
Absolutely.
Have a point of view that I want to hear. I want to listen to what you have to say. That's why I do this every Saturday. And it's not recorded. It's live. That's why I do it. So you're welcome. If you don't like what I do, then go on other shows and stick to what you do. You ain't got to come here, right? You know, but I do appreciate your point of view. You know, and he knows this, you know. So
yes, I see, because I am always all over Brother Mike as well too. That you know, I see a lot of problems is the anarchism. You cannot believe when we go to other shows, oh my gosh, everybody talk over each other. They don't let as one word comes out of your mouth. You know, that's
but Mike, and I agree with you, but the thing is that where I don't want to diss folks on my show right now, you know, because I only have about maybe 20 minutes left and everything. But you're right.
I know.
So my question is this. And in fact, what I want to do is really, we got off point of what we planned, what me and Janet planned to talk about. We've gotten into the politics and this and the other. There's other topics I want to talk about before we get off of here. I think Janet is here.
Please.
Is Janet here? Janet, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Janet.
Okay.
How are you? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Janet does a lot of hard work of doing the research of what we talk about every Saturday, and I try my best to stay on point. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen every time, you know, but no, this time I think we need to try to go up and move forward with another topic to talk about. This is not a political show only for 2 hours, you guys, okay? I can do three if I want to. I try to do, you know, certain segments of certain topics. We talk about politics, then we move on. What I want to do is move on to Janet, what do you think is the best one to go to? Is it the
wanted to talk about the children and being disrespectful.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a good thing to move on to. So let me ask you guys something, all of you listeners. Children and how they're raised. I know all of you, and by the way, I'm sitting outside, so if you hear some background noise, it's my neighbor using their blower. I like sitting outdoors when it's nice and weather. But when it comes to children, and most of us are in our 50s or older, right? How do you feel when you see a child doing something in a store and the parent doesn't pay attention to them? Is that okay with you? How do you feel? Or what crosses your mind?
Would you like me to answer? Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Absolutely. You see, it goes back to, how do you train your child? How do you behave with your child? If you behave with your child in the most great ways, and, you will have, of course, less problems. But today you see a mother works two jobs. Father works two jobs. They don't even see each other, only maybe very short time. Or maybe father works at night and mother works in the morning. So basically, lack of, compassion, lack of seeing each other, and basically a marriage goes into a bad marriage, marriages. So this is not only for, I don't want to use white, black, etc., but, it's not only for certain people.
Okay.
Pretty much the whole society in United States is like that right now. And because we don't care, we have so much bills to pay. And as a result, all these issues that we are witnessing today. Go ahead, please, Brother Mike.
Okay. So let me go ahead. I want to get around the board because I only have about 15 minutes left. SARS, I'm sure you've probably seen things. Because the thing is that what's happening, all of us, like I said, all of us are grown individuals. We knew, we understood what we could and could not do in public, right? But I'm looking at this shit, and I'm like, hell, the kids just grab a damn basketball, bounce it down the aisle. Mom and daddy don't give a damn. They don't say, like, put that shit down, It's like, hey, it's my car, and it's acceptable.
Absolutely.
It's acceptable.
So
I want to ask. I'm asking this question to SARS, and then I have another individual here that has a 111, and I'm gonna let them come in on. Where have we lost control of our kids in public? And why are we allowing it? SARS, you have the board.
Mike, look, let me tell you something, Mike. This is something I've been thinking about for quite some time, and I've been observing a change over the last few decades with alarm. Now, one thing that used to be a constant in the black community in particular, but in the culture generally, but particularly in the black community, is respect for your elders.
I see this from folks that are Hispanic, that are white, that are black. I see that every day where I work.
I know this is what I'm saying. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that generally throughout all of the cultures, what I'm about to say is true. But in particularly in the black community, but it was true for all people throughout the culture generally, and that is the respect for elders. And an idea that children were obligated to be disciplined and regulated by them. Now what has happened over the last few decades is that there's been a cultural shift, and that cultural shift has been toward the youth. And why is that? Not only to put an emphasis on the youth, and it started in the 60s, not only put an emphasis, but to put an emphasis on the fact that the youth were actually more knowledgeable, more wise, more discerning, and more competent than their elders. If that wasn't explicitly stated, it was a strong subtext. So what we got, and I'm going to tell you the reason why. I'm telling you the overriding, overarching reason why, even by those who helped push these notions.
I have to chime in, but go ahead and finish.
Okay, I'm going to wrap it up. I get the point. I get the point. I'm going to wrap it up right now. This is my thesis. The reason it came to be by the people who pushed it was because it was impelled by the movements that are counterculture and subversive, like Marxism, which emphasizes the youth because they're more malleable. And by giving in and by molding them to their point of view, you had to help in some measure weaken the idea that older people and older traditions and systems have less value and needed to be challenged. And we're witnessing the outgrowth of it today. Trust me on that.
Okay. Good point. Good point. Janet Davis is still here, my co-host, my right hand on this network, which I truly love and appreciate her. Do you have a comment on that?
Well, I totally agree with both Sarge and for some reason from Singapore. What's his name?
Yes, Mike from Singapore.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. I told Michael, you know, also that, you know, nowadays the children have computers. They got cell phones. They got, you know, the internet. All these things weren't there around when we were coming up. You know, it was good if we had a phone, you know, more or less having a computer and everything. So the kids are smarter. I mean, I've seen little babies know how to use a cell phone, know how to open up a tablet and pull their special program up, you know.
Right, but now it's a new society, and the thing is that I'm going to stay on this topic almost every week because respecting your elders, me personally, it kind of threw me back when I heard a person say, "Mr. Mike," or say, "Sir." In some regions, kids don't say that. Probably out west more so than in the South. Here in the South, you know, I was taught respect your elders. If you had an aunt, you said aunt, and then their name. You didn't say their name. I had an aunt, Lily Mae. I used to say Lily Mae. My dad said, "Hey, look, you say Aunt Lily Mae. You say Uncle, dude. You give them that title, that respect when you address them." You know, and I had to learn that. And this was back in the 80s, right? Mid 80s. And now I'm seeing where some young people say, "Mr. Mike. Hey, Mr. Mike," and everything. Is that something that you guys think that should be, you know, an ongoing thing, you know, of giving a title to a person that you're talking to that is of age, more of age than you are? Do you speak to people who are, you know, 20 years or so older than you and say, "Sir, ma'am," and this, that, and the other? Do you think that should be just a norm, or should kids be able to just call, you know, or just call the person by their name, in due respect? I think that you should. That's my opinion. I think that me being 62 years old, just turning 62 this month. makes me kind of feel old, but I do appreciate it in a respectful category. Just being respected. Because a lot of young folks are dying at a young age over stupid shit, right? A lot of young folks are dying young. Is it, in your mind, do you think that at some point an individual should address you as sir, ma'am, or mister, or miss? I'm going to go to Sarge first and hear your response. Sarge?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm rather encouraged by the fact that this area I moved into from Chicago has a great many young people. This area, the suburb of Atlanta that I live in, has a great many young people who regularly use the term sir and ma'am and are very polite and civil. I was frankly surprised to find it as widespread as I find it in the place I live in now. But again, it is the South. It is not in a densely populated urban center that's going to hell in a handbasket. And I'm talking about all of the people I see here, black and white. The young blacks and the young whites are generally civil, courteous, and respectful. So there are places where it is going on, and it's true. But I tell you where you will not find it, to the extent you find it, where I find it here, having worked in Chicago as a police officer, I am telling you right now, you're not going to find it in big cities where that sort of culture is taking root. And you know the kind I'm talking about. You're going to find it in rural areas, suburban areas, away from places ruled by a particular species of politician. And that's just the way it is.
Okay. All right. Like I said, I only have a few minutes left on the show before we have to get off air. Blog Talk will let me know in 30 seconds. you know, it's funny how this works. Quickly, I want to go to, let me see, who else I got on here on the board? Okay, Suzette is in the chat room, but she's on the board too. Suzette, are you still here? You're in the chat room, but I also see you on the board. Are you here on the show? Get your point of view. Okay. I see her number on the board, but she's probably not available to talk. Okay, so I'm going to go to Janet real quick. In fact, I'm sorry, Mike in Singapore. And then I'm going to go back to you, Janet. Mike in Singapore, what's your thoughts about it? Please make it short and sweet.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the problem we face today is elders is just money, money, money. Means if you take, if a person take the mother for, because they cannot afford anymore, put them in the special housing or separation from them, you know, they take them because she gets some money. And then they use that money for whatever they want, and then they abuse them. Abuse the elders is very much in United States and Canada as well, too, but in European country are much more lessened. Yes.
Right.
And
okay.
If they
thank
do
you,
anything for each other, it's because of money. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, greed is greed. Let me go to Janet before I finish it out. Janet, what's your final thoughts on that?
Well, like I was going to finish earlier, I was raised up in upstate New York, and all of my relatives, when I worked on the job, people always addressed me as aunt or a cousin or a Miss Janet. Even down here, I've always had the utmost respect, you know. And if a little child come up to me and call me by my first name, I'm not going to even entertain them, you know, because – you know, it's gotten out of, I think it's gotten out of hand.
Well,
absolutely.
You know, I want to keep this conversation going. Next week, when we go back on air, we're going to be talking about certain things that, you know, come across me. Again, Janet Davis is my right hand on this. She does a lot of work of doing researching on topics and everything. And sometimes we don't get to them, but I appreciate her being patient of the fact that maybe we don't get to that topic on the show. But I always remember that we need to go back and research certain things. Nothing is new. Nothing is new when it comes to conversation. There's always something that we can address and talk about, at least
that's
here
right.
on this show.
In the civil
and that's
manner,
what I look
you know,
at.
Unfortunately,
okay, that's a,
unfortunately
okay,
people
that's,
come,
that's
unfortunately, people
at.
Come and they don't talk civil manners. Then that's the biggest
okay.
problem.
And that's what I do. That's what I love to do.
I know.
I
know you do.
Okay. But I only have a couple of minutes left. I have four left. I'm just trying to do my, you know, final thoughts. I appreciate each and every one of you guys that chime in. But believe me when I tell you, there's always going to be a conversation or a topic that, you know, I think you guys have something to talk about. There was one that I wanted to get into, and we can't get into this evening because we're out of time, okay? I used to have 3 hours. I'm down to 2 hours. But, you know, 2 hours is so amazing to have conversation with each and every one of you and hear your points of view. I thank you so much. God bless you, you guys. It's Easter weekend. Hope you enjoy the holiday if you celebrate it. You know, I'll be working, you know, but we're going to talk about holidays. I'm going to definitely look into holidays, you know, the meaning of them and everything. But, you know, that's what I do. And some folks do, some folks don't celebrate certain holidays for some reason or not, right? So we're going to talk about that.
Right.
Why not, you know? You know, everyone has an opinion, and I appreciate each and every one of you for sharing your opinion. That's what the TMTS is about, okay? We have
and we appreciate your show, too. We appreciate your calmness. We appreciate Janet, and we appreciate all of your shows because you are the most civil show I ever gone to because people... you know, they weren't emotional that much. But I know sometimes still people get emotional here in this show, but they have to learn, hey, we are just discussing.
Oh, Mike, I appreciate that, Mike. I truly appreciate that. I truly appreciate that. In fact, you didn't hear her, but this voice just told me 90 seconds. In a minute, in 30 seconds, you're going to say 30
all
seconds.
All right.
Enjoy the holiday weekend if you do celebrate it. We are going to continue to talk about certain topics. We're going to make it a part two of it probably next week. And just hear your point of view. I love it. I appreciate it. All right? 60 seconds is what you just said. So we're going to get out of here. Hey,
yeah.
Enjoy the
Michael,
rest of your weekend. Thank you all for calling in. Sarge, thank you. I appreciate you guys. God bless, and we'll see you next Saturday, same bat time, same bat channel, here on the TMTS. Good night, guys. God bless.
God bless you too.